Hare Krishna. Don't just tell it like it is. Tell it like it could be. Tell it like it is a idiomatic way of stating, of speaking frankly, speaking cuttingly, not putting any frills in one speech. Now such candid speech is good. It can be helpful, but there are times when it can be disheartening also. There is so much negativity in this world, and if we, by our speech, add to that negativity, then we dishearten people. Yes, as a part of when we want to share Krishna message with others, at that time, we need to tell things as it is, in the sense that we have to tell we have to tell the truths about the nature of life, that sensual pleasures lead not to satisfaction but to misery, that this world is not a place of enjoyment, it is a place of reformation, it is dukkhalam shashvatam. And if people cultivate a sense of self-centered attitude, then they will deprive themselves of happiness. Now such things are important to tell, but equally, if not more important, is it to tell that there is higher happiness awaiting us. That we are meant for more than casual destruction by a bug or a bang. That we are meant for more than craving and slaving for pleasures that last for just a few moments. That we have help awaiting us in the form of a Lord who loves us eternally. So these are highly positive, inspiring, empowering spiritual truths. So telling it as it could be means that we tell people that there is more to life, not that we focus not on telling them that what they are doing wrong in a life. We can focus on telling them what they can do right in life. Now, implied in that is the communication that what they are doing wrong is there. Krishna, when he talks about austerity of speech, he says, anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vanmayam tapa uchyate. So he says, anudvega karam vakyam anudvega. He says, do not get that, speak words that are non-agitating. Satyam priya hitam chayat. Satyam priya, speak truthfully. Hitam, beneficial. Swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva, that speak that which is according to the Vedic scriptures, the said Vedic scriptures. So pertinent for others, Krishna is saying speak the truth, but in his sequence, he says satya, he says, but before that he says anudvega karam. Speak the truth and not in a way that agitates people, speak it in a way that that elevates people. Satyam priyahitam chayat. Priya means it pleases them. So we have good news to give. We are not, as sharers of God message, we are not the giver, deliverers of bad news. Oh, that everything that you are doing is a waste of time. That you are ultimately doomed to death. The pleasures that you are pursuing are just disappointments and hoaxes. That's not the essential thrust of our message. That's a part of our message. But the essential thrust of our message is that we have life and love eternal waiting for us. And if we just stir and seek, God with all His omnipotence will help us fight our battles and will help us attain the supreme victory. So we speak it as it can be. That means that we can, while going through the struggles in life, gain God's help and become empowered and elevated, and we can get a higher destination in our life, a higher destination of great inner peace and stability. So when with this understanding we pursue life, we can move onward steadily. And when we share Krishna's message in such an appealing way, focusing not just on telling the wrongs in the current situation, but focusing on how the right, if it is done, is so glorious, and how God is there to help us to do the right thing. He's waiting for us in our own hearts. Then we will inspire and attract people and help them to elevate themselves by taking the shelter of God. Thank you. Hare Krishna.